The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
The All-Ireland Camogie final between Cork and Galway. Valerie Mulcahy and Susan Erner from Cork and Galway, respectively, with me now. Valerie, what's the mood like on Leaside this week?
Really good, really positive. I guess trying to also keep in mind the experiences of the hurlers and not taking anything for granted. So I think a lot of lessons maybe learned there, but very positive and really excited for Sunday's match.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought up the hurlers. It saved me having to do it because then people would kind of accuse me of, you know, rubbing salt into the wounds and all of that. But the bookies very much have Cork as favourites. And I mean, if you look at the path to the final for both teams, it's understandable why. I mean, they've been fairly impressive all year.
They have indeed, yeah. And, you know, yeah, the bookies do have them as favourites. Like the star-studded experienced team we have in Cork with like the three jewel players, Hannah Looney and Libby Coppinger and Aoife Healy, and then starts out with like Saoirse McCarthy, Laura Hayes, I could go on, Amy in the forward line. But I think like when you cross that line, anything can happen, and I think the girls will be well aware of that. And whilst they have been amazing all year, they do find it hard to rack up big scores and beat Galway by much. So there's also probably talk of three in a row, and you know, this is the eighth time on Sunday that the Cork team will be trying to chase three in a row. So that in itself might bring a little bit of pressure. I know from playing, like, and you know, chasing five in a row, although it's not in the forefront of your mind, it is there. So I think that adds a point. That is an important point that Owen Carmichael made this week in the Examiner. So like, it's going to be tense possibly, but I think you know, Cork possibly have it there to lose. So I think if we learn from the lads and just stick to the process and expect things to go wrong, but keep digging in, keep working hard, I think, you know, we can hopefully get over the line.
Susan, what's the view then in Galway?
Yeah, look, the girls are very looking forward to it. The county are behind them all the way. There's huge support, and I'm sure there'll be busloads going to Crow Park on Sunday. Look, the Cork and Galway have met each other a lot in the last few years, and Cork had the last one, so I know Galway are going to be out to avenge that. And yeah, Cork, they do look the more experienced and they probably have the more settled team, but it's nice to see new talent coming along in Galway as well, with Caoimhe Kelly really showing, you know, her skill, and you know, she was putting her name on the board, which was good to see. And Galway now have a really strong full back line there with Shauna Healy back there, Roisin Black and Dervla Higgins, and I think that's going to be the line that we're all going to be looking. I think it'll be the most exciting in the whole match. Cork are racking up serious scores, and those three girls I think are going to try their best to keep that at a low. So I'm really looking forward to all the individual battles and things.
Yeah, you look at Cork, I mean, 3-21 against Tiff, 5-21 against Wexford, 6-25 against Derby. Galway ran up a fairly handsome score against Down, it has to be said, but you know, much tighter affairs in some of the other games. So what will be the view then in Galway in terms of, I know, maybe the early exchanges, the first kind of quarter, first half of the game, would it just be to kind of, you know, prevent Cork getting a gallop on them?
Yeah, look, Cahill, I know Ellis has his homework done and he's probably matching players. It'll be interesting to see, will Aoife Donoghue go out into midfield? You know, the last game, Aoife's a brilliant player, but it'd be good to see her on more ball, pumping more ball in. And of course, she's a huge threat running through the centre and popping the ball over the bar herself. It'll be interesting to see who will mark Saoirse McCarthy. Will they put Amory Hayes on her to kind of kibosh her attack? Yeah, so look, there's definitely lots of homework being done there, I would say. And yeah, they're going to try to keep the goal tally down. Cork are shooters. They're willing to shoot from anywhere. They don't need to go into the 21-yard line to shoot. So our Galway half-back line are really going to have to be on their toes. Emma Hellebert's back now after a year sabbatical, so she's going to really, really want to prove herself in Crow Park on Sunday as well.
So Valerie, I mean, as Susan mentioned there, some of the battles that they'll be looking out for from a Galway point of view, what about from a Cork point of view? Who or what would you want to be going your way, you know, again, in the early quarter, early exchanges, the first quarter of that match, that might make you think watching it, yeah, this is going well, this could be our day?
Yeah, well, I think like maybe the middle duo of maybe Aisling and Dunne might pick up, or sorry, Aoife Dunne might pick up Aisling Thompson. That'll be an intriguing battle. I think, you know, setting up the stall from this and launch pad for attack from the half back line, and certainly yeah, that inside forward line. But I think Cork can gain scores all over the pitch. Galway will definitely have to settle and train, deny those chances from outside possibly, and, you know, stop the ball even coming in. But it's going to be a good game, and hopefully it'll be a cracker and it'll be kind of free flowing match. So looking forward to seeing a real competitive and athletic, you know, free flowing game.
How, and this is kind of off the topic of the action at hand, but how important is it, Valerie, that there is a good crowd at it? You know, I know we had the kind of president of the Camogie Association and others talking this week, particularly after the whole skorts and shorts thing earlier in the year, that, you know, people back up the strength of feeling of that debate by actually turning up on the day.
Yeah, and I think, you know, Camogie have kind of gotten bad press, and a lot of their press tends to be around negative issues or things that should have been changed. So yeah, it'll be, you know, very encouraging if there's a huge crowd there. I was at the football last week, and, you know, seeing 48,000 at your game watching, you know, a really competitive game is very heartening. And I suppose it's just, it's what the players deserve. I mean, they've trained extremely hard all year. It's nice to go and be able to showcase what you've been doing and trying to achieve all year and train for. So it is important that there's a big crowd going, and that, you know, that the girls see that the counties are behind them.
Susan, scores in the doors time. Well, what do you think?
Well, obviously, I'm going to, obviously, hopefully Galway are going to be scoring more than Cork anyway. Look, I'm hoping Ailish Riley was on huge form the last day. I think she's going to take huge confidence from that. She got player of the match in the last game against Tipperary. She was working well with Caoimhe Kelly in the full forward line. I do think, like, there was a few players from Galway that weren't really playing, you know, like they weren't clicking fully. I don't think they were at full pelt the last day. And, you know, if Aoife Donoghue, you've got Ailish Riley's, you have Carey Dolan there. If they all click on the day, you know, Galway can definitely take it on Sunday. Yep.
Valerie, how do you think it's going to pan out? Final scores.
I think given Cork's bench and, you know, the option of bringing Cian Healy on, she's got a good impact. Growing Callahan, maybe easy. I think we probably have more than them, and I'd be hoping for maybe a 2-goal difference. But look, I'll take a point.
Valerie Mulcahy, former Cork footballer. Susan Erder, a former Galway player. Susan and Valerie, listen, thanks a million, and enjoy the weekend.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.